Welcome to Essay for Educational Podcast, your resource for educational expert tips. Today's episode, The Power of Storytelling, Why It Still Matters in Your Academic Essays, we're joined by columnist Tina Wang to explore how personal stories can enhance your writing. Hi, Tina. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been really looking forward to our conversation about why storytelling still matters in academic essays, college applications, job applications, and cover letters. And given your experience as a columnist with a background in art and writing, I know your insights will be invaluable to our audience.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For sure. So let's start with a broad question. Storytelling is often considered essential in creative writing, but why do you think it's equally important in academic essays or formal applications like college and job applications?
Mm-hmm. This is a great question. I would say a lot of students I met are always consider job application and academic essay as those hard questions to answer, and they will always follow a format, a template. But I would also argue that storytelling will help you stand out. Even if a personal anecdote starting in the intro will really engage your audience and readers, in this case, the admission officers, will really help you to really understand your personality. So when we talk about storytelling, I will start with anecdotes. Think about your personal experiences. Are there any moments in your life that really capture your experience or your skills? So start with those engaging anecdotes in your intro. That's a great way to lead your story.
Oh, perfect. So my next question would be how to effectively incorporate storytelling, but you pretty much answered the question. So I will repeat for our audience that it matters to personalize each application, and the storytelling would be the perfect way to do it, like creating an anecdote and personal example. So that's that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And in your experience, what makes storytelling resonate so well with admissions officers or hiring managers? Because you also mentioned and you know that you graduated from Columbia University, right? So mm-hmm. I'm sure that you yourself have the experience in personalizing mm-hmm. your college application.
Yeah, this is a great question. I graduated from Columbia Durham School, and then my undergrad is at Boston University College of Communication. So both of my majors are all about storytelling, whether it's advertising or writing for the news industry. So I would argue that throughout my career, now I'm a communication manager at Columbia University, and also working as a freelance journalist, writing for a lot of publications. I would definitely say, first, you should always find your stories that is really different from anyone else. Think about this, you're in this competitive pool with other students, and everyone is trying to be different, trying to be unique. So what you are gonna tell in your essay is really important, and you have this one chance to hook your audience, to hook your admission officers. So in this essay, I would definitely say do not follow any templates you found online. Try to think of outside of the box. Think about your personal anecdotes. Think about the failure. Think about how you accomplished something or how you get over a failure. So those kind of stories, starting to think about how those kind of stories can help you to really, manifest your skill sets in just one story, and let that story to be the guideline and base stone for your college application essays. So for example, my college application essays, I write about, I was applying for Columbia Journalism School. So I was talking about how my experiences as a person of color, as a journalist of color, really challenge the stereotypes in the industry and how I report with different challenges, failures, and how I overcome them. So those are really great examples for you to start.
Great points. Thank you. So let's move on to the next question. That would be the use of storytelling in academic essays, which is, I think, would be very interesting to our students listening to this podcast. So, so when it comes to academic writing, some students are afraid that storytelling might make their essays seem less formal or professional. Mm. And how can they strike a balance between storytelling and maintaining academic rigor? What do you think?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, this happens a lot, I would say, because I was working as a communication manager at Columbia Engineering School, where I've written a lot of stories about student awards, student researchers, faculty awards, and industrial trends. And a lot of essays or research papers I've read from students, they may not follow the format of storytelling, but I do find those that do have like interesting anecdotes or interesting opening has like great following or had great impact. For example, I was writing a story about how AI and will help with the climate and tackling a lot of climate issues, because they're dealing with AI robots that can tackle those, collect the waste in the rivers. And this research paper actually won awards from the National Sea Grant. And I remember the intro is about imagine the city, you know, having this robot that will help you to collect the dust and collect the waste. And I just thought to myself, this is so compelling. This is such a, you know, personal intro, and it creates a vivid image. And think about those, you know, awardee committee that are judging your essays and judging your research papers. Not everyone is like a pro. Not everyone is a professional research, has a PhD in something. But if you open this essay with a vivid imagery, everyone can understand that. So also the trick is how to make this technical essay accessible to every reader. Think about your reader as someone who don't have a PhD degree like you. So how do you make this essay sound familiar with the general public? So I would also, you know, remind our listeners today to think about your target audience and to think about how to make your essay accessible to everyone.
Great. I would also agree on that one, because it's very important to, like, while you're writing or maybe after you go back to refining your writing, just to imagine the very, like, normal person reading this and how it will resonate. And yes, great points that you made. So it will stand out even more, and with the vivid explanations. And so let's now talk about personal stories in college applications.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this question that, these college applications often encourage personal storytelling, but many students feel like their stories are not good enough or compelling. Mm-hmm. Oh, we also have on this one. And what advice would you give to students who feel this way?
Right. I will definitely say when I talk to a lot of students, they are not confident. They are afraid that their skill sets are not like standing out. And that also applies to, you know, job application, college application, everywhere. Like, people are always underestimate themselves. So don't be to first start off this question. Always think of you as have something unique, and always think about your unique selling points. I mean, you're trying to sell your whole experience to college and to your future boss. So how do you sell yourself in a very unique and different way? And all the personal stories you are thinking of that are not good enough, might be really interesting to the admission officers. So when you are choosing those personal stories, think about how those stories can translate into technical or soft skills. So for example, my stories is about I was challenging those stereotypes in the college clubs. I was doing a lot of TV stations and newspaper at that time. I was working with a lot of student-owned publications, and I've met a lot of challenges. When you think about this personal story, it is something that will happen to everyone if you are in this student club. So it's definitely not like a unique story, but how do you make this personal story unique? Is that you're trying to open with an image, open with a scene that when you met a failure or when you met a challenge, when you have like a memorable scene that you will remember all the time. And then go into the soft skills you will get from those stories. And in the last, focus on the reflection part. Why reflection matters is that after this personal anecdote, you always want to go back to think about what you did well and what you did not well. So this reflection part is actually the most important section in the essays, college application essay. You always want to highlight what you did well, your skill sets, and what you're thinking to brought into the future. So I will also remind our listeners today to always reflect on your every milestone.
Thanks for the great answer. And this would lead me to another question that would be, so you mentioned a few key parts of this in college applications for vivid storytelling, but what would you suggest, like how can students use these elements and to help them stand out in a crowded field?
I would definitely say even if it's crowded, it's competitive, do not try to make your essay sound not authentic. Do not over exaggerate your accomplishments, because admission officers are reading like thousands, hundreds of essays every day, every cases every day. So they definitely have the eyes to know that which one is fake or not authentic. So do not ever exaggerate your cases. Always based on your personal authentic stories. They will definitely know that if you're authentic enough, real enough, they will know like who you are, and they will try to learn more about you. So I think one thing, one advice for other students is not exaggerate your cases. Do not make your case sound more impactful by adding some fake numbers in. Impact numbers in, or trying to revise your resume to make it sound bigger, to make it sound, dramatic. Do not do that, because everyone in the admission officers will notice.
I have to agree on that one too. And also I would suggest along those, do not use overly complex terms and flowery language, because it will be very noticeable. So you might use very simple language, but yes, you have to feel what you're writing, and the admissions members will also feel what you're trying to say with simple writing.
No, that's a good point, Sofo, because I do see students tend to exaggerate their personal anecdote, or even just, we're in this digital world where AI and a lot of AI tools are available online, so they're trying to use that to make their storytelling or make their essays sound fancy, but also in admission officer's way, it does look inhumane. It does not look authentic at all.
Exactly. So let's move on to the importance of storytelling. Not the importance, but more like use tips in job applications. questions and cover letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because storytelling is often associated with creative fields, but how can it be used effectively in more like professional writing, like job applications and cover letters?
I think cover letters is definitely a great way to incorporate storytelling. You always want to start with something personal. For example, if you have anecdotes about your experiences in the past, challenging, for example, in my case, challenging the stereotypes in the news industry, and I want my future boss to know about this. So it really depends on what kind of job you're applying to. If you're applying for like a creative job or content creation related job, I think you should use this cover letter as a tool to showcase your creative skill sets. Try to start with a personal story, anecdote, and then leads you to introduce yourself and your soft skill sets. That's a really compelling way to make yourself different from others. You do not always want to start with, "Hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'm from, and I have, you know, years of experiences in this." This is not compelling at all. If you can showcase with an example of your work, that will be, you know, more interesting. I still remember, a couple years ago, I was applying for a content manager role at a nonprofit, and I was trying to make my cover letter sounds interesting. So I start with an anecdote of me facing some challenges in the news industry in the past, and how do I overcome it. And I remember my direct hiring manager at that time point that out in the job interview and saying that, you know, your cover letter is really compelling. I still remember it. So, you know, those small technical tips or small thing that will make you stand out from the job application pool will really, you know, make a difference. Like, for example, in this case, the hiring manager still remember my job application, even if there's seas of job applications out there. It's something that is like a talking point you can talk about with this hiring manager when you have this chance to do this one-on-one interview. So it will definitely help you to go into the next round. So yeah, keep that in mind.
Absolutely. And yeah, so how can storytelling create a strong first impression in a competitive job market? I think we pretty much answered this question as well. So let's now talk about the challenges in storytelling. Some people might believe that storytelling has no place in academic or professional writing. What would you say to them?
Well, I definitely think storytelling exists in every way. Even if, you know, right now working with a lot of researchers, faculty members, students on stories to our Columbia Engineering School's website, I do tend to notice that students are paying more attention to storytelling these days, because they do want to promote their work on their research, on their words. So how do they work with like a communication manager, a writer like me in the school to promote their work? So that's all about storytelling. Like, for example, very technical research papers on IEEE magazine, for example. And not everyone can understand that. So how do we make those very difficult technical language into something that everyone who are viewing our website can understand? You know, our Columbia Engineering School website has viewers from all over the world, in Asia, in European countries, in the US, not to mention. So how do we make this article accessible to everyone? And I was working with a lot of faculty and research members, and I tend to use an interesting anecdote to start my story. Imagine the city filled with robots. Imagine the city having this AI techniques that are invented by our group of team of researchers will be different. So always starts with create a scene. People will immediately drawn to your article, immediately know that, oh, this article is talking about robots, AI, the future. So always think about that and end your story as well with a strong quote from a researcher or strong scene from the research team. I think that will also help.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. So how has the rise of AI changed the way we do storytelling and writing, whether in essays or applications?
Yes, I think we mentioned a little bit about that. A lot of students are trying to use AI as an easy way to craft their essays and to revise your essays. For me, I would definitely not encourage anyone to use AI to write an essay. I mean, you can try to use AI to revise your grammar if you're an international student or English is not your first language. You can use AI as a helper to help you to learn better writing English, but never use it as a tool to write the essay for yourself. It's definitely noticeable when you submit an AI article to the admission officers or even the hiring managers. It's really easy to identify AI generated language because they tend to use simple templates, they tend to use a similar, you know, those complex language. Yeah. So it's easy to notify that. And also there is a tool called zerogbt.com. That's a tool that detects any AI languages. So for example, if you're using AI to help your grandma, to help your languages, so try to use that zerogbt tool to detect any AI languages before you submit this essay to the college admission officers or submit it to the hiring managers. Try to revise any languages that are detected as AI writing to change it into your own voice.
Exactly. And I will also add that without even without the detector, you know, it's very noticeable because maybe a student who uses AI for writing an essay one time or maybe two times, they might not think about it. But as a person, for example, let's say a teacher or officer who has seen a lot of AI generated content, it's very, so the patterns of the AI is very distinguishable. So yes, trust us on this. Don't try to generate the content, but for sure, like it won't hurt to have it revised.
The grammar, yeah.
Okay, so next question would be that sometimes structuring a story within the constraints of an essay or a cover letter can be challenging. What advice do you have for people who struggle with this?
I think structuring their story is definitely the most, I would say most challenging part in writing for me, because you always want to start with engaging intro and to summarize with a lead that people still want to read. And also some people may not read to the end. So what are some content you want to put in the front is really tricky. So there is something that all the writing teacher have been teaching you about is the inverse pyramid. Always want to start with the most important stuff in the beginning and end with something that are least important. So in the job cover letter and also in the college application essay, I would definitely say, argue that it's equally similar that you always want to start with the most important stuff. So start with your skill sets, start with your number of your experiences, and your past experiences, how are they translating to your future job or your future major? And then end with your future goals, what you're gonna achieve in this new school or in your new job and trying to summarize everything you've talked about before. So I would say this is like a perfect structure, a reverse pyramid for job application essays and also the cover letter.
Thanks for the perfect tip. So now let's move on to the techniques. Can storytelling be effective in technical or research-based writing? And I know you have quite a bit of experience in this, so I'm really looking forward to your answer. Like, how can writers incorporate narrative elements into more data-driven or factual work?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually friends with a lot of data science journalists who are using data visualization as a tool to drive, you know, new stories they're seeing today. So, for example, Bloomberg and AP, they're using a lot of, you know, data visualization and data sets to capture a story. So you will see a lot of stories that are filled with data and stats these days. But even for those data journalists, they always use storytelling to drive a story. Because when you're talking about, you know, creating compelling headlines and sub-headlines, or even the intro, it's still storytelling. You know, even you're trying to name your research paper or your next academic book you're publishing, it's all about storytelling. Like, how do you choose this name to be different and outstanding, compelling enough for you know, your future buyers, future viewers, future readers to capture it instantly, to read it instantly? You know, there are so many research papers in the pool. There are so much academic books on the library. Why students want to choose your book to read in the first case? So it's all about, you know, storytelling to choose the perfect name, to engage readers in the first instance in the intro. So I would definitely say that readers, researchers, and academic essay writers try to incorporate those skills into your work.
Thank you. And yes, I have to agree on that one, and also add that when it comes to technical, like data-driven papers, storytelling becomes more important, I think, because we'll know that numbers are boring and to make them like more personal in a way that will resonate with the audience, and like to have something to say about these numbers, you know, to show them in a way that will catch our attention. So I think storytelling is much more useful when it comes to technical papers. Finally, what practical tips do you have for someone who's new to using storytelling in their academic essays or job applications?
This is a great point. I would definitely say for students who are new to storytelling in their academic essays or college application essays, try to sit down and have a piece of pen and paper to note down any personal anecdotes in the field, in the industry, that you think will be valuable assets to translate those skills or translate those stories into technical or soft skills. So think about the time when you have a hard time tackling this issue in your lab, and how do you overcome this whole situation? And how does this research project you're working on for years can really help the society, help to tackle the world problems? So think about those questions to start, so that you can start with those as the anecdotes you can put into your essays. And for our college application, college students, think about a time when you were facing challenges, when you had a hard time in a club activity, for example, or had a hard time, you know, during the internship, or had a hard time, you know, writing or working on this project with the school. Think about those time and how you solve and overcome those. Those could be your anecdotes for your essays.
Yes, great one. And also, I'm sure you will agree to use the emotion to evoke feelings.
Of course. Yeah, empathy is so important in writing essays, and also I would say communicating with people in different fields. So always think about, when admission officers are reading your essay, what kind of emotion you want to invoke. Are you trying to bring them into the scene? Are you trying to set a scene that is so imagery, so vivid, that everyone can go into this anecdote instantly? So think about that.
Perfect. Thanks for a lot of useful insights today.
And yeah.
That's a wrap up. And I think our readers will gain a lot from your perspective on how storytelling can elevate academic and professional writing.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for the great interview, Soko.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Essay Pro Educational Podcast. We hope today's episode with Tina Wang gave you valuable insights into the power of storytelling in your writing. Don't forget to subscribe for more expert tips and visit essaypro.com blog section for even more resources to help you succeed in your academic journey. Until next time, keep writing and stay inspired.